All right, you're good to go.
All right, cool. Just briefly, I wanted to let everyone know, we've had a couple inquiries about spokesperson. No one's my spokesperson but me. Nobody. So anybody running around saying they speak for me is lying and should be reported to my people and or potentially even Daniel. You guys can reach me if you have correspondence or queries to Lotus Justice at care of P.O. Box 82251, Columbus, Ohio, the state, right? Columbus, Ohio, the state. And then it's USA, and then in parentheses put 43202, because I'm actually zip code exempt. So the P.O. box is zip code exempt. It actually has a UPC that was assigned to it by the District Court of the District of Columbia. So no one speaks for me. If people are sharing my videos, they are public domain. No one may make money on them. They're for educational purposes. If anybody's going to make money on them, I am. So I know that some of my videos have survived and that people are sharing some of them, and I have not had any reports that people are trying to make money on them. But if anybody finds that someone's trying to make money on them or claim my works to make money, please notify my people. And again, really the only true way to get to us is through correspondence through the P.O. box. I'd give you guys a phone number, but if I gave you guys a phone number, that would put those people's life at risk. more than they already are for people to be tracking. As I said, the guy that was arrested, he was arrested while walking to his daughters, you know. So a very few number of people are working hard for everybody, and they're putting their lives at risk to do it. And funding is always an issue. The GoFundMe account is difficult. It's apparently very obstructive. People are having a lot of trouble putting money on it. We're trying to get a different funding platform. I do not like GoFundMe. GoFundMe shut down. I set up a GoFundMe account for my son when I first started doing this to help with for the cost of filing and stuff. And GoFundMe shut down the page after a complaint saying that a five-year-old, he was 5 years old at the time, was engaged in criminal activity. They literally said, we're shutting this down because the person you have it set up for was engaged in criminal activity. So they basically said a five-year-old was committing criminal activity, and that's why they shut down the GoFundMe page. Again, GoFundMe is run by a bunch of attorneys. We've also had trouble with FedEx. FedEx apparently cannot deliver a letter to the IRS in Washington, D.C. within 3 weeks. It took 3 weeks. We paid overnight express. They could not find the IRS office, folks. This is in D.C., so the coup is pervasive. You got agents in FedEx that can't deliver a package overnight for 3 weeks. We had to have it delivered back to us because it was legal mail. The United States Postmaster couldn't deliver the same document properly, though we paid for personal service. You have GoFundMe interfering with people trying to donate money. So if anyone wants to donate money, the best course of action would be to donate to the P.O. Box. Again, that's Lotus Justice, or you can send it to the Tribe Trust, one or the other, care of C/O, P.O. Box 82251, Columbus, Ohio, the state, USA, 43202, the zip code in parentheses. If you send money, make sure it's a United States Postmaster money order, because Western Union money orders are incredibly difficult to cash, apparently. So if anyone would like to help with funding, that would be great. If you have correspondence, again, that's the P.O. box to get to. And, again, no one speaks for me but me. I do not have a public figure out there promoting me. No one has any power of attorney to speak for me. I spent years for the power and demand to speak for myself and not to be torn and twisted by anybody. And so no one speaks for me but me. Contact me at the P.O. box. Contact my family. If it's a press person, even contact Daniel, and maybe he can get you a backdoor avenue if it's a quicker request. But, again, funding is always an issue. We're still doing pleadings. We're still putting things on the backside of the ledger, secure the law, and things aren't quite done. And, honestly, until I get out of jail, everyone is still bound. Everyone is still under the coup. The day that I get out of jail is when people will be free. As long as I'm in jail, the coup is still in effect. And so that's really the key for Trump and the military, that as long as I'm sitting here, things haven't really turned all the way, because there's things that I have to do in order to cure the temple, folks. So, and I can't be in jail to do that. So while I'm in here, we're still under coup. So that's the update for today. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Everyone pray for my family, for strength to continue doing this and their safety, and for the people that are helping us, the few that are. And I want to thank them, Debbie and Mike and them. Thank them very much for that, and Daniel. And if people want, you know, if people want me to be on their show, they're going to have to set up this a kind of system like Daniel has. I cannot do collect calls. Otherwise, I would suggest sharing Daniel's show. I don't know if he's up for that. Again, you may replay my videos at no cost for educational purposes. You may not make money on them. And again, no one speaks for me but me, folks. So, and that's the way it should be for all of you. No one should speak for you but you. And that's where you get twisted and torn, is when people speak for you. So namaste, everybody, and I'll get back to you and give you an update as soon as I can whenever something else comes up. Thank you very much.
Thank you for using GTL.